So Terry, one of the sparks to the Indians' season last year was Jay Bruce, who they acquired from the Mets in August, and now he's going back to the Mets.
Back to the Mets.
So what type of a loss is this for the
tribe? Well, the amazing thing, Amanda, is that, you know, this is by now usually a whole bunch of free agents assigned to different places.
Yeah.
So far, the two biggest signing free agents are former Indians. They are
Carlos Santana,
$60 million for 3 years with Philadelphia, and
Jay Bruce,
$39 for 3 years with the Mets. And, you know, some fans are freaking out about this. And,
yeah.
And look, I would have liked to have kept Bruce if I were to pick between the two of them. But I was talking to Chris Anthony, the Indians general manager, and he said that we had to make choices. You know, this is Cleveland, it's not New York. And, of course, fans go, oh, no, they're cheap or whatever. But
yeah,
this is
back to being cheap again,
back
right?
Back to being cheap again. And he said, no, we made these choices about 4 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, when we signed Carlos Carrasco to a long-term contract, and we signed Corey Kluber to a long-term contract, and we signed Jason Kipnis and Yan Gomes. And he said even way back before that, when we signed Carlos Santana to a longer-term contract.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, where are you going to spend the money? And for the most part, the Indians decided to spend it on starting pitching. Just think about this. Had they not signed Carlos Carrasco to a free agent contract, he would be a free agent this summer. In other words, had they not signed him to an extension back in 2014, at an 18-6 record, he would be long gone. This guy would be getting $20 million a year.
Right, right.
How about this? Had they not signed Corey Kluber to an extension. By the way, both of these guys are signed up right through the year 2020-something. So,
okay.
Corey Kluber would be heading into his free agent season this year with two Cy Young Awards next to his name.
So he would be as good as gone.
Yes, you'd see it again.
Yeah.
It would be the Indians are now trading their third different Cy Young Award winner in like 11 years.
Most likely to the Yankees, right.
Yeah, somewhere like that. So as he said, you know, because these contracts now are going up, or these guys make some pretty good money. And he said that's where we had to kind of make the decision.
Uh-huh.
What he didn't say, but it's a fact, is what happened to the Indians in the playoffs.
They made a very early exit against the Yankees in the first round.
And an unsavory, bad exit.
Yeah.
Up 2-0 was the last three games.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think, well, it's just the money you make from the gates of the different games as you go along, and it's about $1.5 million or something like that. That's not where the real money comes from, though. Like when the Indians went to the World Series in 2016, what does that do to the enthusiasm of the fan base?
Yeah, it's the merch.
Yeah.
And the concessions. And
the advance tickets.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, even though the Indians, you know, we're up 3-1 and blew it to the Cubs. Nobody could figure out how they got there anyway, and there was this good feeling about it.
Yeah.
Now, the Indians sold a ton of, by their standards, of tickets for 2018 during that 22-game winning streak.
Yeah.
They're selling some now, but when you dump three in a row of the Yankees like they did, it just kind of cut the heart out of that. Now, I will say this. You know, Chris Antonetti is famous for saying, we're done spending, and then he turned around and signed somebody.
Okay.
He's done this many times. You know, last year they were done when they signed Encarnacion. That was after he told me and several others there's no way they could do it.
Right.
Because I get this. I would rather underpromise and overdeliver than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually ended up signing a reliever named Boone Logan who got hurt, and that cost them like $6 million. That was a bad move.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, you play the free agent game, you get that sometimes too. So the fact they haven't done anything, and he says they're not going to do anything, he may be telling the truth, but maybe not.
Okay.
But I don't expect anything gigantic.
But you're not worried that Bruce is gone?
I would rather have him, but I would be more worried if Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, Trevor Bauer, Mike Clevenger, their different starting pitchers were gone. Because what's going to carry this team is the starting pitching. Now, I am not as optimistic as ESPN on this, but for example, Buster Olney, who's their national writer, ESPN, they had him do, and he did this, by the way, after Bruce signed with the Mets, rating the top teams 1 through 30 in baseball. He's the Indians number one.
You're kidding.
That's what I said.
Wow.
Now, his point was that the Indians are, what's the division like right now?
No, it's very weak in the Central,
yeah. Yeah, that they could get in.
Yeah.
To the playoffs. And as he said, had Corey Kluber not been hurt, no matter what the Indians say he was, you know, we wouldn't be having this discussion. We probably would have kept Bruce or something, and they would have continued to at least play against the Astros in the second round. So his point was the Indians get in there with their pitching, they can go to the World Series again, you know. I'm not quite as buoyant as that, but I feel real good about the Indians in the Central Division. I feel good about not having to write that story of, oh my goodness, what are they going to do with Corey Kluber?
You're right.
Or that story of they just let Carlos Carrasco in his prime walk right out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what happened? They probably would have traded Carrasco last season.
Yeah, right.
Because they learned that we're not going to just let these guys leave and get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for the Indians, I mean, it is good and bad news. I mean, bad news is when they had that lineup with Bruce and with Santana, and when Encarnacion and that, I mean, that was pretty formidable. By the way, as that was one of the reasons they signed Encarnacion was a little bit of a hedge against losing Santana. That's what he told me, too.
Interesting.
You know. That's the deal there. But in the end, you know, pitching is what carried the Indians. The pitching is still good. So, yeah, I still feel really good about the Indians. And I think most fans should, too.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.